USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The state of Iowa has lifted restrictions on indoor gatherings and a statewide mask mandate as hospitalizations in the state have been dropping. But many healthcare professionals say it's too soon to start rolling back COVID restrictions. Former acting CDC director Dr. Richard Besser says he understands the desire to get back to normal life, but tells CNBC that the spread of variants of the virus are too concerning to let down our collective guard.
You know, it's a real challenge. Everyone is tired of having their lives curtailed by this pandemic. People want to get back to doing what they enjoy, but it is a critical time here. The numbers going down, you know, it's very exciting to see that. But the experience from the UK, where they had a variant that spread much easier, much more rapidly within the community, says to me that we could be in a similar situation here if we let our guard down.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.